here's what the book Healing Celebrations, and if you go to the website healingcelebrations.com, the five steps, the vital steps and the miraculous steps for healing and reversing illness include, number one, detoxification. Number two, deacidification, that is changing your body's chemistry, making it more alkaline. In the alkaline state, it's very difficult, if not impossible, for infectious diseases and cancers and all the autoimmune diseases to worsen and even thrive. So step two is deacidification. Step three is boosting or normalizing natural immunity. Step four is oxygenation. And step five is bioenergetic, everything from prayer to Rife technologies. This is what it is we're talking about.
And let's tell me a little bit more about detoxification. What do you mean by that?
Well, the simplest recommendation, particularly for people who are suffering with various illnesses today, and the short list of vaccine-induced autoimmune diseases include chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, lupus, MS, ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease, chronic crippling rheumatoid arthritis, adult and juvenile type 1 diabetes. All of these diseases, autoimmune diseases, simply will resolve, certainly be extremely beneficial if somebody begins a fast that alkalinizes their body. That can be done currently in this season with watermelon, which is a pH of 8. Watermelon juice is an excellent thing to fast on. But the standard that we've been recommending very successfully for years now is called the Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser, where you take cayenne pepper spike lemonade, and the recipe for it is on the website healingcelebrations.com. On the right-hand side, you can scroll down and see fasting instructions. Click on that. We tell you how to make your own cayenne pepper spike natural lemonade, and that produces an alkalinization of the body. Cayenne pepper is one of the most alkalinizing agents you can put into your body.
It doesn't spice the heck out of you?
Well, some people have a difficult time. So we tell people that if they're to make the lemonade to your taste and heat tolerance, and if people are having difficulties with the burning, then they can use the capsules also. That helps in many, many cases.
Okay. Okay. So that's detoxification, deacidification.
Deacidification, yep. That's actually detox and deacidify. That's covered by the Stanley Burroughs fast. Both of those areas are very beautifully affected. I mean, this is very simple, cut and sweet. You know, I probably spend 20 minutes on each of these areas on the DVD called Healing Celebrations. But, you know, this is, in a nutshell, what you need to do.
Why is the deacidification so important?
Really important, because when you begin to understand, as we've laid out in the book DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, that the way that the body electric works, it's a spiritual holy temple, and everything is electromagnetically driven and bioacoustically resonating, and all of that is dependent on pH, the power of hydrogen, the parts hydrogen, the sun. We know we get our energy and strength from the sunlight, so the plants, well, hydrogen, 99% of the sun is hydrogen, and that and oxygen, man, you've almost got all of life. Put a little carbon-6 in there, and then there's the six-sided hexagonal shape of the organic molecule, and now you've really got, you know, virtually the fundamental building blocks for existence. And so you begin to realize that everything is electromagnetically and bioacoustically driven. And so when you change the pH, the power of hydrogen in your holy temple, suddenly things can come back to life.
Instantly, probably.
Yeah, it's amazing. People who have, I mean, the simplest thing to treat is this acid stomach condition. And here are the acidifiers. I mean, people are sick and ailing today primarily because they're dehydrated and they're drinking not only polluted waters, but pH of 7 or below, acidified water. Here are the top 7 acidifiers. These are the top 7 lifestyle risks that you hear. You don't hear too much about it, these being lifestyle risks, but here they are. Caffeine. Sorry, folks. Nicotine. Sugars, that's refined carbohydrates, including chocolates. There you go. Sorry again, folks. Caffeine, nicotine, sugar, stress, alcohol, pharmaceuticals, almost all of them cause your body chemistry to turn acidic. And then you become a breeding ground for bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, cancer cells, arthritic conditions, inflammatory conditions, arthritic conditions, neurological impairments. This is caffeine, nicotine, sugar, stress, alcohol, pharmaceuticals, and lots of red meat. There's your top 7. and you really become not yourself. Your body gets taken over. You become a humanoid instead of actually who you really are as a superhuman, because you're wholly empowered. You're spiritually empowered by the divine essence. And so really, if we bring that knowledge to bear on our lifestyle, our choices, and make choices consistent with who we really are as superhuman beings, then we manifest that perfection, that glory.
Would that be one of the first things you would change then, the acid content in your system?
Absolutely. And then what things miraculously disappear. Yeah, it's amazing to see it, and people just realize it, you know, within 24 hours, people who are suffering with illnesses start to get better. And by the way, if you feel like you can't fast for 9 days like the Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser calls for, and that's no eating, it's simply drinking this juice for 9 days, go to 3 days. Try a 3-day fast. And then also realize that what you're going to be experiencing, maybe the hunger pangs, as soon as you drink some more of this stuff, your hunger pang is going to go away.
It does go away, doesn't it?
Yep.
Natural immunity can be boosted. Same way?
Yep, absolutely. You know, and the Bible talks about the same thing. It talks about how if you're sick with anything, you fast. You give your body a rest. And in this particular case, now we have the science to understand that we want to alkalinize our temple.
And what do you mean by oxygenation?
That's step four. You know, the element number 8 is oxygen. When you look at the healing codes for the biological apocalypse and the alphanumerics of the language of English as well as Hebrew, the ancient sacred spiritual languages of Hebrew, Sanskrit, and ancient Aramaic, you realize that the number 8, the infinity sign, is the Creator's number. And that, by no accident, is the element number 8, oxygen. Go back into the Bible. The word for the Creator is Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. It means literally translated from the Hebrew. To breathe is to exist. And you begin to realize how the Creator got Adam off the ground in the Garden of Eden was he breathed the breath of life into him.